You probably know the brand name Garmin. The company pioneered the GPS device for cars, becoming ubiquitous and super profitable in the mid-aughts. Garmin started out in the late 1980s in Kansas as ProNav, but the company changed its name to Garmin, named for the founders Gary Burrell and Min Kao, who worked together at an aerospace systems company. They wanted to make GPS technology available for personal use. And Garmin's personal devices, wearables, right, they didn't take off right away, but its navigation technology for cars and boats and airplanes was a hit, at least until the iPhone came along. Between 2007 and 2010, Garmin lost 90% of its market value, so the company set out on a new route that was something of a retread. Garmin's wearables are back, and they are finally having their moment. Hardcore runners and hikers, swimmers, and triathletes use the devices to track their fitness data.